This girl that I know likes to write. On laptop, her fingers do type. Using compost to grow fertile words and good flow, she harvests the story when ripe. That's me, Dawn M. Hampshire, your host. Hi, welcome to the first edition of the Right Soil Podcast, Dig in the Dirt, a place to encourage you to try new things and to improve your writing. I don't claim to be a writing expert, let me say that up front, but I do have a willingness to learn and grow as a writer, and as I work on that, I invite you to come along. My podcast will be similar to my blog, therightsoil.blogspot.com, and will have three parts: the topic, a writing exercise, and my response to the writing exercise. So how about we begin? Let's dig in the dirt. Today's topic is gardening. How does gardening relate to writing, you ask? Well, in gardening, you need the right tools. I have my gloves, my muck shoes, a shovel, and a stick for poking holes in the dirt for seeds. You need the right soil. You may need to add organic matter like compost, manure, and peat moss to build up the soil. Next, you need seeds, and once planted, they will need water and sunlight. Later, they'll need weeded. And finally, after time, the harvest will come and you can enjoy melons, peppers, lettuce, snap peas, whatever you've planted. Yum! Writing is not so different. Writing tools might include pen, pencil, paper, computer, research books, and maybe a thesaurus. The right soil for writing could be all the school book learning you've had over the years, as well as your real life experiences and all the things that you continue to learn about writing. I read textbooks, writing tips off the internet, and books from a variety of genres and authors. The seeds are your ideas, your imagination, which needs nurtured and encouraged to grow. And once you get the ideas down on paper, you need to edit. Editing would be like the weeding. And eventually, the story is done. Harvest time. Today's writing exercise is describe a place. Here are some tips to keep in mind as you write. Make sure you have an opening, body, and closing to your story. Use dominant impression or the main idea to help you and your reader keep focus. You can hint at your dominant impression in the opening. Back it up in the body with details like facts and personal feelings, and then hit hard on dominant impression or the main idea in closing. You can use similes and metaphors to help describe your place. And when done, read your story out loud and edit. The place I chose to write about is my garden. And even though that's the title, that is not the dominant impression or main idea. As you listen to my story, can you guess what the dominant impression is? My Garden by Dawn M. Hampshire. The little unassuming 3x20 garden sits in my narrow backyard, its raised bed contained by weathered landscape timbers. The blanket of rich brown soil has waited two seasons to be tended to, has waited to be nurtured by loving hands, by my hands. It is early spring. The snow has melted and my shovel makes chut sounds in the heavy dirt as I mix in compost. I stop and pick up a handful of the dirt that I help make. Chunks of eggshells and bits of shredded paper mix with the unseen coffee grounds, orange rinds, banana peels, kitchen scraps that will feed worms and new plants. I feel connected to the dirt and to the cycle of life. Later, I sit on the double-stacked timbers and lean in to breathe the smell of damp, fertile earth. I rake one tiny 1-inch furrow at a time with my rubber glove finger. Then I remove the glove and delicately take the tiny seeds in my cupped hand, a few at a time, and I pinch several along the row, laying them to bed and then covering them up with soil. There will be lettuces, tomatoes, peppers, onions, and snap peas. 2.5 months later, the little green heads emerge through the dirt, and the ground looks like a baby's bald head just starting to grow hair. I notice a surprise amongst the carefully planted rows. Fuzzy shoots that I did not plant are reaching out curly tendrils. I had brought in extra compost from my father-in-law's garden, and rogue seeds were growing. They looked so young and healthy, I didn't have the heart to pluck them out. So I left them to grow behind and between the tomatoes, in a space that could not support the babies that would come. Would they be melons, squash, or cukes? I was hoping for the latter. Since there was no room on the ground for their future sprawl, I decided they would have to grow up. I lugged in a steel grid and leaned it between the plants and the fence. Then weakly, I carefully tied the vines to the frame with strips of pantyhose. Cucumbers were ruled out as round fruit began to grow. I worried over them. Would they grow too heavy and rip right off their umbilical cords? I had to save them. I wrapped each one comfortably in a tan fabric pouch, and I fixed it securely to the steel. At the end of summer, I took a break from harvesting and sat by the garden with a freshly sliced cantaloupe. Its tangerine-colored juice dripped down my cheeks and hands. Beside me in the grass, a large bowl full of tomatoes and onions sat. The onions still clung to dirt they were birthed from. I licked my fingers before washing them off in the rain barrel. Then I looked at the garden and smiled. I love this garden, in all its stages of life, like a mother loves her children. I smiled again as I picked up the bowl. I would take my children inside now. It was time for their baths. I hope you enjoyed my garden. Did you guess what the dominant impression is? Nurturing mother. Plants are my babies. So, to sum it up, writing is like gardening. You need the right tools, the right soil, some weeding, and then the harvest comes. And the writing exercise today is describe a place. See you next time on The Right Soil, and remember to dig in the dirt. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Dawn M. Hampshire. For more writing exercises or to contact me, go to therightsoil.blogspot.com. Copyright 2011.